let's bring in the head coach of your favorite football team, Jason Garrett, every Monday at this time with Sean and RJ. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well. Coach, what was your overall assessment of yesterday's game and kind of where things didn't go your way?
Well, obviously, we didn't respond to the adversities of the day as well as we needed to. I thought we got off to a good start, took the ball away on the first drive from them, actually drove the ball fairly well on the first drive for us. And then after that first drive, we were able to cash in on that takeaway opportunity that we got when Xavier Woods intercepted the ball. And then we hung in there. It was 10-7 at half, and we hung in there. But certainly we didn't play as well as we needed to play in the second half. We weren't able to maintain the balance that we wanted to offensively. We got behind the chains too much. Obviously, we didn't protect the passer well enough, and that really hurt the rhythm of our offense. Ultimately on defense, they were able to make the plays when they needed to offensively, and ultimately as that game wore on, we didn't do the things necessary to win the game. So we have to learn from it and move on. We've got a big challenge this week.
So, Coach, a narrative on social media and reaction is, why didn't they give Chaz Green help? Why did they just allow him to go out there solo and get beat and beat and beat? You obviously watch the tape. You know more than us, and you always kind of take us inside some of this stuff. How much help did you guys give Chaz, and did you feel like it was enough?
Well, obviously it wasn't enough. We helped him. We had a plan going in. We knew the challenges, and there are different things you can do within your scheme, but we didn't do enough. Obviously. And that was the big story in this ball game. The sacks that Claiborne was able to make in the game got us behind the chains. And as a coaching staff, you talk about that beforehand, you talk about that throughout. And clearly we didn't do a good enough job helping him because that was a big story in the ball game. And we'll do a better job next time.
In the middle of the game, you replaced Chaz with Byron Bell. Do you see that you can go into next week with Chaz or Byron as the starter? Will be an open competition?
Well, we'll just see how everything goes. We got to see how Tyron is feeling over the course of the week, and then certainly it will be a competition. We'll thoroughly review the tape today, and we'll talk about it as a coaching staff. And we're going to play who we feel is the best guy. But hopefully Tyron will get more healthy, and hopefully he'll be available to us this week. But if not, one of those other guys will go in there, and hopefully we just simply do a better job as a team protecting the quarterback.
Coach, if Tyron can't go, what would you rule out the possibility of someone other than Byron or Chaz playing, like a Zach Martin, like a Lael Collins experiment over there on that side?
I think all that's too premature. We have to have discussions today in reviewing the tape of the coaching staff, and then check the health of everybody on our offensive line, and then make some of those decisions as the week goes on.
Does Sean Lee feel like a longer-term injury than Tyron?
I don't really know what the status is. We'll find out more when Sean comes in today. Obviously, he wasn't able to go back into the game, so that's not a good sign initially. But we'll see how he feels today, and we'll take his situation day by day.
Jason Garrett here every Monday, 8:30 on 105.3 The Fan. So I think everyone was in agreement. Jalen Smith was put in a better position playing less plays. He had to play more because of the injuries earlier on in the season. But it looks like he's still struggling out there, Coach. What are you guys seeing in the game tape when reviewing Jalen?
Well, he like everybody, he does some good things in the game. But obviously as that game wore on, we didn't do a good enough job slowing them down. They were able to run the ball. They made some critical third downs throughout the game to keep their drives alive. And Jalen was a part of that, just like everybody on our defense was. We do believe he's getting better. We do believe what you said, just like with a lot of young players, you want to make sure you keep them in a role that they can handle. But sometimes that's not possible. They have to go in there and they have to play more snaps. So, again, we'll thoroughly review that game in regards to Jalen and the other guys, and we'll look for ways to get better going forward.
Coach, as the game got wore on and got more and more out of hand, was there thought to pulling Dak out of the game, considering how much under siege he was from the defense?
No, we're going to continue to play for 60 minutes, and we certainly want to make sure we protect him better as we go forward. But we're gonna play 60 minutes of football, and we're gonna fight and scratch and claw, and keep battling to try to give ourselves a chance. And we have to do a better job executing throughout our offense. And again, we'll work on that as we go forward this week.
How much did your offensive? Well, first off, I'll follow up on that, Coach. Why? I know you want to play 60 minutes of football, but what do you have to gain by leaving him in there at the end and risking possible injury with the way he wasn't protected all day?
Well, we're just going to continue to play, and Dak's a part of that. Obviously, on the last drive, we ran the ball a couple times. You know, we understood what the situation was there, but you play for 60 minutes. You know, all those other guys were playing as well, and we have to do a better job making sure he's protected in there. You know, that's the approach that we'll take. Trust me, Dak Prescott didn't want to come out of the game. None of those guys on the offensive line, the tight ends, the receivers, and you know, that's an important part of who they are and who we are as a football team to continue to fight.
How much did the offensive approach change because of Zeke not being there?
Well, again, we wanted to be balanced in this game. We wanted to be able to run the ball. You know, I do think we did a good job at different times running the ball. Coming out in the second half, we were able to really sustain a fairly good drive, probably the best drive of the day, by running the football. Alfred took advantage of his opportunities. We did a good job up front blocking on that particular drive, and then ultimately weren't able to convert down in the red zone. But, you know, we want to be balanced. We want to attack different ways, regardless of who our back is.
Jason Garrett joins us here on 105.3 The Fan. What happened on the sideline with you and Orlando Scandrick?
Yeah, different people have asked me about that. You know, Orlando's a great competitor. He came off and essentially said, we got to play better, Coach. And I said, you're damn right we do. And, you know, so he's been a really good leader for our football team. He's a great competitor. His competitive spirit is contagious throughout our team. And, you know, so it was a good conversation. And, you know, we were certainly on the same page.
So it wasn't him coming at you. It was just more venting in general.
No, it was just us recognizing, you know, what happened during the day. And you know, I have tremendous respect for Orlando. He's been one of the best players we've had on our team for a long time. And a big part of that is a competitive spirit. So, you know, certainly feel good about where he is and where we need to go as a football team in terms of getting this thing better.
Coach, how do you view your position right now at 5-4, three games back of Philly for the NFC East lead? What is the message to the guys right now, one game over 500 before taking on the Eagles Sunday night?
Yeah, the biggest thing is we got to come in here and we got to clean up this ball game and got to build on whatever was good in the game, and we got to address the things that weren't good, and we'll do that. We're doing that today as coaches. We'll do that with our players tomorrow, and just take it one day at a time in our preparation and give ourselves the best chance to play our best game against Philly. We can't concern ourselves with all of those other things. We got to lock in on getting better and getting ourselves ready to play this game on Sunday night.
Do you expect Dan Bailey to be out again this week?
As of now, we would anticipate him being out, but we'll see how he feels day by day.
Coach, thank you for the time. We appreciate it as always, and have a good Monday and a good rest of your week.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
Jason Garrett here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, I asked Roy while we were doing that to go look up the final drives and how often they asked Dak Prescott to throw. Because if it's a decent amount, man, I got a major mate. That's ridiculous. I got a major, yeah, major problem with Dak Prescott staying in that game.
A decent amount.
What was it?
It was all they did.
How many final drives? Drives you look at?
You look at the play chart, all right? We'll take out the very last drive where Rod Smith ran it twice inside the final minute to basically run the clock out. So we had two drives, 15 plays.
And give us a score at the time of the drive.
Yeah. It was 27-7.
Okay.
With a little over 7 minutes to go. About 8 minutes to go. 27-7, 8 minutes to go. Cowboys are driving.
By the way, I'm okay with that. 8 minutes to go. You can come back.
I agree. I don't have a problem with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So they throw it on that drive, the 13-play, 52-yard drive, third to last drive of the game. They threw it 12 times out of 13. 11 times out of 13. One play was a sack on the final play, so that doesn't count as a pass attempt. And the other play was a pass attempt where Dak dropped back and he ended up scrambling for a couple yards.
What were the other possessions and what time did they start? How much time was left?
The other possession that happened with about 4 minutes to go, that's the one people were complaining about. Dak dropped back twice to pass. He obviously only had two plays. He had the one completion to Witten, and then the very next play, he was sacked and fumbled the ball by Adrian Clayton.
All right. I'm not going to blow it up into the biggest deal in the world, but, you know, Dak Prescott didn't want to come out. That's coach speak. No one gives a damn what Dak Prescott wants in that situation.
No, it doesn't.
He's getting destroyed. He's getting murdered. Get him out of the freaking game and put in, I don't even know, Cooper Rush, whoever the heck you want it to be. Get him in there and get him out. As for the help factor, and Jesse Hyde is going to comment on this because Kavanaugh's been rewatching the game tape. Dawson told me in the commercial, it looks like they were trying to give Chaz some help. So they were trying to give Chaz some help.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.